Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All right, here we go. Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jay Myers is here. Jay is a longtime member of my Brain Trust. He's the founder and president of Interactive Solutions Incorporated, co-author of award-winning book Hitting the Curves and Keep Swinging, and he's our good friend, Jay Myers. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Congratulations on 20 years. How about that?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Are you celebrating?
Well, we are. It's actually the date I've got it pegged out here. It's next month after next. So it's actually early March, but I figured that being able to have a chance to be on your show and kind of talk about it a little bit might be helpful to other small business owners. But the date is actually March the 11th, which is.
But that's close enough. I mean,
yeah.
the truth is, you could milk this a year before and a year after. You know, as far as the marketplace is concerned, I celebrate milestones on this show. I celebrate our anniversaries, and is you know two or three different kinds of milestones that we celebrate here. For example, January is the 18th anniversary of our simulcast.
Very good.
We started broadcasting in 97, in November of 97, but in 98 we started simulcasting. But the reason I do that is to let our audience, folks in, you know, out there that you and I are talking to, know that customers like it when you have milestones, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And I think particularly in a technology business, Jim, like ours, you know, where I do video conferencing, audio visual products, and sales and support and all that, 20 years is unbelievable, really. And I mean, I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back so much as the business and the people.
Any small business, but especially technology, but any small business that makes it 20 years, that's an accomplishment.
Well, I appreciate it. We've worked really hard. You know, we've kept kind of the vision right in front of us and everything of what we were trying to accomplish. And
But you've reinvented yourself too, though.
Oh, many times.
Would you say that was the key to your success? You know what I say all the time, Jay, is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Absolutely, Jim. And I think, and I've actually thought about that phrase because you've mentioned this, your mantra there several times and all about, yeah, you can't fall in love with those things, but I think that you got to see the vision of, you know, and be able to accept that, you know, as a small business, whatever way you started, it's a journey, and you have to reinvent yourself to survive. Several years ago, I remember, though, going through some difficult times, and, you know, with the two books, pick the difficult time, whether it be the embezzlement or when I lost 80% of my sales team, walk out the door and all that stuff, and I had to kind of, you know, replace those guys and do some things here. You know, the thing about it is that I think at any moment in time, you have to consider that the bigger mission there, which is, you know, to succeed and move forward and be a sustainable business, that may or may not include some of the things you did in the past. And I think that's one of the things with us. If we have any kind of edge on any other small business, we've been willing to reinvent ourselves, and we're not tied to the past. And in technology, you know, the past could be last month. You know, so it's kind of crazy, but
one of the great management gurus, I'm trying to remember who it was, said, and I'm gonna paraphrase him a little bit for our purposes, what he would have said if he were here right now. I think he would say, everybody check to make sure that the things that got you to make sure that the things that got you here will get you to there. Because because he got either an employee or a product or a business model or a philosophy, whatever got you here might not get you there to the next
step. Exactly.
And you need to recognize that and take action if the company is to survive. If the goal is to sustain the company, right?
Right. And some of the things, just so your listeners can understand this a little bit more distinctly, some of the things we have done to reinvent ourselves, besides just doing video conferencing, you know, corporate video conferencing, sales and things, we've gotten into a lot of other things, distance learning, where we sell our equipment to schools to be able to teach in remote locations and everything, too, remote locations. We also do a ton, as you know, Jim, with healthcare and telemedicine, where our equipment can actually diagnose patients and do consults from, you know,
all right, compare that. Compare that with your first product when you first started in business.
Yeah, we didn't have them. I mean,
what did you do? What was the very first thing you sold when you started your business?
Very first account I sold was a company called PSI in Memphis. It's an engineering firm, and it was a video conferencing unit. It was I remember it was the company's name, the manufacturer. And the funny thing about it was about a $28,000 sale, and I thought it was $28
million. Yeah.
And, Jim, here's a little tip here. I will tell your listeners this. I have a copy of that order that I actually had bronzed put in my office, and it's still – so $28,000 felt like $28 million in 1996. But I'll tell you, here's the most important part of that is that you never forget where you came from. And I show every one of my employees, and I say, it's important for you to understand. That day one, I remember I was so scared, and I grabbed the Memphis Business Journal and just went through the book of lists. And I, you know, started at 8:05, and I called at 5:35 that day trying to get appointments. And then, you know, I don't remember getting one. I came in on Tuesday of that week, the next day and everything, and did it all over again. It's just, you know, that's the thing about small business and creating something and then being able to have it sustainable. You know, you've got to put out the effort. But the other thing I think that probably we have maybe over some other companies is the resilience and the persistence, you know, to keep moving forward. I have a great group of people that they just don't give up. I mean, you know, if we got to reinvent.
But it's not this, but it's a different group than you had 10 years ago.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, Jim, one of the
things. The company has evolved, and people come and people go, and you love them, and you take care of them. You know, I tell my people here, we take care of our own, but that doesn't mean that we're going to be together for our whole lives.
Jim, I tell you, you and I talked about this a while back, but two employees that have been with me over 12 years, I had to let go recently. Well, one very recently within the last year, and the other one a few years ago. And it was probably one of the most painful, it was the most painful thing I had to do, because I am, at the end of the day, one of the things small business, you know, you develop this loyalty thing to your employees. You hope, you know, them to you.
Family.
And all those things. They help build your business.
Yep.
And it's painful, but you got to do that. You got to make the hard choice.
If the business is going to sustain itself, those hard decisions have to be made. Quick break, back with Jay Myers. Don't forget, his books are called Hitting the Curveballs. Also, his first one was called Keep Swinging. That's an award-winning book. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.